Imagine using a smoldering pile of herbs to convince a baby to do a somersault inside the womb.
Yeah, it sounds completely wild.
It sounds a bit like magic, right? Or, I don't know, maybe some kind of ancient folklore.
Right, like something out of a fantasy novel.
Exactly. But for a specific medical clinic operating right now in the capital of Canada, using targeted heat to flip a breech baby isn't magic at all. It is literally just a standard Tuesday.
It really is.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We are so thrilled you are here with us because today we are exploring a philosophical shift that might completely change how you view your own physical body.
For sure.
We are going to decode how traditional Chinese medicine, or TCM, bridges thousands of years of ancient philosophy with the very complex, very frustrating ailments of the modern world.
And we are anchoring this exploration in a highly specific, highly successful real-world practice.
Right.
We've been analyzing the digital footprint, the case studies, and the archives of a clinic called Acupuncture Ottawa TCM, TCM Works, and they have been actively treating patients since 1989.
Okay, let's unpack this, because the founder of this clinic, Wei Yuan, who goes by Wei, is a fascinating figure.
He really is.
And the timing of this deep dive couldn't be better. I was actually looking at their site today, March 16th, 2026, and they just dropped a brand new blog post.
Oh, the one about decoctions.
Yes. It's titled The Power of TCM Decoctions. Mm-hmm. So it's very clear this isn't some dusty, forgotten archive. I mean, it's a living, breathing practice.
What's fascinating here is the sheer volume of experience we are looking at, coupled with a highly unusual academic background.
Yeah, the background is wild.
Right. Wei Yuan has treated over 20,000 clients over the last three decades. But his foundation is what truly sets him apart. He completed an intensive 8-year professional training program at the renowned Hunan University of TCM in China.
8 years. That is a massive clinical undertaking.
It is. But then he crossed the globe and did something highly unusual. He earned a master's degree and a PhD in the history of medicine from the University of Ottawa.
I really want to pause on that because at first glance, I honestly didn't understand why that mattered.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to put acupuncture needles in my back to fix my sciatica, why do I care if you have a history degree?
That is a fair point.
But as I thought about it, that dual background is staggering. You have a practitioner fully trained in a native Eastern healing art who then spent years in a Western university dissecting the very evolution of Western medical thought.
Precisely. It gives him a profound analytical edge. He understands the Western medical mindset intimately.
Right, like what we might call the mechanics garage model.
Exactly. The model where the body is viewed as a machine with isolated, broken parts. And because he understands the history of how that Western model evolved, he knows exactly where its blind spots are.
That makes a ton of sense.
And more importantly, he knows how to translate the Eastern ecosystem approach to a modern Canadian patient who, you know, has spent their whole life in that mechanics garage system.
So to really understand what's happening in this Ottawa clinic, we have to grasp that ecosystem approach. We have to look at the blueprint of the human body according to TCM.
Right. It all starts with the philosophy.
Their site defines TCM as a native healthcare system that evolved over thousands of years, built on a very specific philosophical foundation, which is the yin-yang.
And they explicitly define what that yin-yang symbol actually represents in a clinical setting. It stands for harmony, balance, and constant change.
Constant change. That's a big shift.
It is. Western medicine often looks for a static baseline, you know, the literal absence of disease. Once the broken part is removed or medicated, you are deemed healthy.
But TCM views it differently.
Completely differently. TCM views the body as a dynamic flow of energy, constantly reacting to internal and external environments.
So the site mentions 14 major acupuncture meridians. And when I read that, I immediately pictured a complex metropolitan transit map.
Oh, that's a great analogy.
Like, imagine looking at the subway system of London or Tokyo. You have all these different colored lines intersecting, moving millions of people around the city.
Right. It's a massive network.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In this philosophy, the body has 14 of these major subway lines, creating a vast, interconnected network of energy flow.
That is a brilliant way to visualize it. Let's stick with that subway metaphor for a second.
Okay.
In a healthy body, the trains are running on time. But what happens when there is a breakdown, say, a stalled train or a tunnel flooded by a storm?
The traffic backs up.
Exactly. The pressure builds.
Right.
Suddenly, trains on completely different lines are delayed. In the human body, that traffic jam, which can be caused by stress, a pathogen, or physical trauma, it manifests as pain, fatigue, or illness.
Which totally shifts the role of the doctor.
Yeah.
In the Western model, if there's a traffic jam, the mechanic's instinct might be to just bulldoze the tunnel.
Or give the passengers a heavy sedative so they don't mind sitting in traffic.
Right. But in TCM, the goal is simply clear the tracks.
Exactly. The goal is to restore the flow so the city can function normally again. The site actually has an Instagram post from about 6 years ago that perfectly captures this.
Oh, what did it say?
They wrote, "No drugs, no surgery. With plain, hair-fine needles, acupuncture creates amazing results, bringing back your innate healing."
I have to admit, I've always been a bit skeptical of the needle itself. I used to wonder what chemical was on it.
A lot of people think that.
But there is no chemical. The needle isn't the medicine.
No, the needle is merely a physical tool. By inserting it at highly specific intersections on your transit map, the practitioner is sending a physiological and energetic signal.
To the nervous system.
Right. To the nervous system and the surrounding tissue to release the blockage. They are basically directing the traffic.
But if the needle is just a tool to send a signal, what happens when you have a patient where needles just aren't an option?
Like who?
Well, as I was reading through their modalities, I saw they routinely treat babies and young children. Wait, what if the patient is a baby? You aren't putting needles in a baby, right?
Yeah,
that sounds terrifying.
I had a moment of pure panic thinking about someone putting a dozen needles into a six-month-old.
If you're listening to this and having that exact same reaction, you are definitely not alone. It sounds completely counterintuitive to everything we associate with acupuncture.
I was deeply relieved when I kept reading. They explicitly state that while they use the exact same meridian maps for infants, they completely swap out the tool.
Right.
They use tuina massage, acupressure, and crucially, laser and magnetic stimulation.
And this is where the philosophy proves how adaptable it is. If the transit map is the reality of the body, the tool you use to signal the transit authority can change.
That makes sense.
If the patient is an infant whose nervous system is too delicate for a physical needle, you adapt. A highly targeted laser or a specific magnetic field can stimulate that exact same intersection without breaking the skin.
It's like switching from a physical track switch to an electronic one.
Yeah.
The train still gets the message. And their toolkit expands way beyond just stimulating the skin. They rely heavily on dietary counseling and herbal medicine. But I struggled with this a bit.
How so?
I mean, I get that eating vegetables is good for you, but they treat food as literal, highly specific medicine. How does eating a specific root fix a profound internal imbalance?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, we have to look at the historical context they provide. They note that ancient people didn't have pharmaceutical labs.
Right, obviously.
So in the very process of foraging for food to survive, they carefully observed how different plants, roots, and fungi altered the function of their bodies.
Oh, wow.
Some foods created heat. Some caused the body to purge. Some acted as sedatives. Over thousands of years of trial and error, they mapped the energetic properties of everything they consumed.
So, returning to our subway metaphor, if acupuncture is clearing a blocked track, herbal medicine and dietary therapy is like upgrading the city's electrical grid.
That is a great way to put it.
You are providing the raw materials to power the trains.
That is exactly the mechanism at play. And that deep reliance on the natural world brings us to the practice I know you were most surprised by. Moxibustion.
Yes. Okay, earlier I mentioned using a smoldering herb to convince a breached baby to turn. This is what I was talking about.
It is wild.
Here's where it gets really interesting. I was looking at their social media tags, and mixed in with hashtag acupuncture and hashtag pain relief, they had tagged hashtag breech baby on a post about moxibustion.
Yeah, so moxibustion is the burning of Chinese mugwort near the skin to stimulate specific acupuncture points.
Okay.
Its primary purpose is to introduce deep, penetrating warmth into the system, specifically for patients suffering from yang or warmth deficiency and kai or vitality deficiency.
So if your internal subway system is sluggish because the tracks are literally frozen over, moxibustion is how they melt the ice.
Exactly.
But how does melting the ice turn a baby around? I had to look into the mechanics of this because it sounded unbelievable.
And what did you find?
Well, in TCM, there is a very specific meridian point on the outside of the pinky toe called BL67.
Right, the bladder's 67 point.
Yes. And applying the intense heat of burning mugwort to that specific point on the toe is believed to send a signal all the way up the meridian to the uterus.
It is so fascinating.
It stimulates the release of maternal hormones that relax the uterine muscles and increases fetal activity. Essentially, it makes the environment more spacious and encourages the baby to get active and flip itself into the correct head-down position.
It is a stunning example of the body's interconnectedness. Western medicine might view the toe and the uterus as completely unrelated, isolated parts.
Right.
But on the TCM transit map, they are stops on the exact same line.
But all this ancient philosophy and talk of mugwort hits wall if it can't survive in the modern world. I mean, how does a system built thousands of years ago deal with the complex, messy realities of a 21st century patient walking in off the streets of Ottawa?
That is the ultimate test. And when you examine the scope of conditions Wei Yuan's clinic treats, it's clear this isn't just a boutique service for minor sports injuries.
No, not at all.
They are operating a comprehensive healthcare approach. They treat severe respiratory issues like asthma and pneumonia. They address deeply embedded digestive concerns like peptic ulcers and food sensitivities, alongside a vast array of urogenital and reproductive issues.
They also dedicate an enormous amount of their practice to what they explicitly label as modern diseases.
Right.
And this really stood out to me. They point out that due to environmental changes, stress, and modern lifestyles, certain conditions are skyrocketing. They specifically target chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, Lyme disease, and various autoimmune disorders.
This is exactly where Wei Yuan's dual background becomes vital. Why does TCM excel at treating something like fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue?
Why?
Because in the Western mechanics model, if a blood test or an MRI can't find the specific broken part, the patient is often dismissed. They're told it's in their head or there's nothing that can be done.
Right, because the mechanic can't find the rattle in the engine.
Exactly. But in TCM, a systemic, moving, hard-to-pin-down energy imbalance is a valid diagnosis. They don't need a single localized broken part to begin treatment. They look at the entire subway map, identify the systemic sluggishness or disharmony, and begin systematically clearing the tracks and rebuilding the power grid with herbs.
They also actively work alongside modern interventions. They are very clear that they use TCM to complement conventional cancer treatments.
Right. They aren't claiming to cure cancer with needles.
No. They are actively working to reduce the severe side effects of chemotherapy, supporting the body's baseline vitality so it can withstand a Western treatment.
That's amazing.
And their fertility work is heavily integrated with modern science. They use TCM to prepare patients for in vitro fertilization, literally thickening the endometrium and improving egg quality before a massive medical procedure.
It demonstrates that they aren't retreating into the past. They are taking this ancient map and actively using it to navigate the modern medical landscape.
And nothing grounded that reality for me, quite like a small human detail I found buried in their social media.
Oh, what was it?
It was a post from the height of the recent pandemic, just a simple picture of fabric face masks, with the caption, "Frisch made masks for our team. We all know that we are safer with them on."
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In the middle of studying all this ancient philosophy about yin-yang and energy flow, here's this clinic, right in the thick of a terrifying modern airborne virus, wearing masks made by a team member to keep their community safe.
It's a vital reminder. At the center of all this high-level philosophy is a group of people trying to help their neighbors survive.
Exactly.
But that brings us to the ultimate question for any medical practice. We understand the theory, the meridians, the tools, but when real people with severe ailments walk through the door, what are the actual outcomes?
To answer that, we have to look at the patient reviews. And we should be clear, these are subjective patient experiences, not double-blind clinical trials.
Right, of course.
But the profound emotional relief in these accounts is impossible to ignore. Take a patient named Susan M. She came to the clinic suffering from severe sleep disruption due to intense hot flashes, waking up three or more times a night.
Oh, that is brutal.
If you have ever experienced chronic sleep deprivation, you know it absolutely destroys your cognitive function.
Yeah, and pay attention to the timeline she experienced. She notes that after just 3 weeks of a combined approach, using both acupuncture to clear the meridians and custom herbs to rebuild her internal system, the hot flashes completely stopped.
3 weeks.
3 weeks to reverse a systemic issue that was ruining her quality of life.
That is incredible. Then there is a review from Danajella J., who has been taking her entire extended family to the clinic for years. She wrote, "It is hard to find the right words to thank you enough for an amazing approach, great understanding, patience to listen, support, and help. She goes so far as to call Wei a present from God for people searching for healing. That level of praise tells us something really important. It isn't just about sticking a needle in the right spot. It's about that phrase, the patience to listen.
That diagnostic phase in TCM is incredibly demanding. If you are going to accurately map a patient's entire energetic transit system, you can't just look at a chart for 3 minutes and write a prescription.
Right.
You have to listen to their symptoms, observe their color, check their pulse, understand their stress levels. It requires time and deep, focused attention.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? Let's say you're dealing with a frustrating modern ailment. You hear about 30 years of master-level experience. You hear about hot flashes vanishing in 3 weeks, and you want to book an appointment right now.
Well, there is a catch.
Yeah. Here is the ultimate frustrating paradox of this entire deep dive. After learning all of this, you can't actually go.
It's true. If you navigate to the contact page of the TCM Works website today, there is a very polite but firm notice. It states, "We can no longer take new clients. Only existing patients can message Wei directly for appointments."
I have to admit, I felt a real sense of letdown when I read that.
This raises an important question, though, about the economics and the reality of this specific type of healthcare. It fundamentally does not scale.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Western medicine scales efficiently by standardizing care. You build massive hospitals, create standardized pharmaceutical protocols, and move patients through in 15-minute increments. It's an assembly line.
Right.
But true, master-level TCM is artisanal. It relies on the singular, deep expertise of a practitioner who spends significant time listening, mapping, and formulating highly customized herbal decoctions for one specific individual.
Yeah, you can't rush that.
Wei Yuan has helped over 20,000 people over 30 years, but a single healer only has so many hours in a week. Eventually, the schedule simply fills up.
It's the inherent limitation of personalized care. You can't mass produce it without losing the very thing that makes it effective. So, as we wrap up, let's look at the ground we've covered.
Okay.
We started with the unique academic tension of Wei Yuan, a practitioner wielding a Western PhD in medical history alongside Eastern clinical mastery. We explored the body not as a broken machine, but as an interconnected subway system of energy.
We examine how that system is manipulated, not just with needles, but with lasers for infants, customized dietary medicine, and the targeted heat of moxibustion.
Right.
And we saw how this clinic applies those ancient principles to complex modern issues, from fibromyalgia to IVF support, creating profound life-altering results for their finite roster of patients.
It's a brilliant model, but since you can't currently book a session in Ottawa, we don't want to leave you empty-handed. There is a core philosophy here that you can apply to your own life starting today.
Absolutely. As we were analyzing the archives of the clinic's blog, a very distinct naming pattern emerged among the articles. Wei Yuan frequently writes posts with titles like "Nourish Life in Summer," "Key Points Keeping You Healthy in Winter," and "Nourish Life, Spring Up."
I love those titles.
They reveal a fundamental shift in perspective. What if you stopped viewing your body as a rigid machine that is expected to perform at the exact same baseline 365 days a year?
Wow.
What if you started viewing your physical and mental health as a seasonal, rhythmic ecosystem?
Yes. Traditional Chinese medicine fundamentally changes its treatment protocols based on the weather outside. They prescribe different foods, different herbs, and different rest patterns, depending on whether it is a damp spring or a freezing winter.
Exactly.
So how might your own health improve if you stopped fighting the seasons? What would happen if you actively aligned your diet, your sleep schedule, and your energetic output with the changing world right outside your window?
It challenges the modern expectation of constant, unending productivity. A garden doesn't bloom in December.
I love that.
If you treat yourself like an ecosystem that is allowed to flow with its environment, rather than a machine resisting it, you might discover an entirely new baseline for well-being.
And that profound shift in mindset might just be the first step in bringing back your own innate healing. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. We hope it sparked something for you. Keep questioning, keep learning, and we'll see you next time.